The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 743.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an educational coach, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Sneha Gandhi White. Sneha, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Yes. Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me. I am an educational coach, and I work with teachers, new teachers, struggling teachers, substitute teachers, just to try to bridge the gap between themselves and students so that I can help guide them to become their dream teacher self, essentially to become the teacher that they wish that they had when they were younger, and, you know, just kind of empower them to be the best that they can be. Considering that right now there is an incredible teacher shortage and teachers are going through a lot right now. So I want to be that kind of that middleman who helps make it a little bit more worthwhile.
Thanks for sharing that. And Sneha, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background is I am Indian. I am first generation Indian American. My parents immigrated to this country. They got their citizenship, and when they had me, I was naturalized. Because as you know, that back then, that's how things worked.
Thanks for sharing that. What'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And this was said by Eleanor Roosevelt, and I heard it actually for the first time when I was watching Princess Diaries, and my dad actually used to watch it with me, and he loved that quote. And you know, as a young woman, you hear a lot of things, people tease, people say things, and it gets to you, it hurts you, words hurt. But Eleanor Roosevelt's quote is very impactful because truly, yes, words do hurt, but if you are strong and you have a great support system and if you know who you are, then no matter what people say, you should be okay.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I define self-confidence as when you love yourself, flaws and all, and you're willing to grow for the best every day that goes by. You know, you just keep going and you accept that there really is no perfection that exists in this world. But if you understand that your mistakes, your gaps, all of those things are just rolling out to create a better you every single day, you'll be good. You will be ready and armed to face whatever life brings you.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Sneha, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before my discovery of self-confidence, when I was young, I never felt attractive or comfortable with who I was. I wore a mask of happiness just because that's what I felt others needed to see from me in order to appreciate my presence. But, you know, my peers, they would tease me for every little thing. They never made me feel welcome. I hated school. I could not stand my peers. I began to feel that every single thing that made me different and unique was something to be ashamed of. From being Indian to going to school. Again, when I went to school, most of my peers were Caucasian. And I definitely stood out. I to this day, I regret it. But I used to come to school with American food, but with Indian food. And I loved it, but my peers used to tease me for it. So I began to bring regular American food, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Burger King, whatever, just so that it wouldn't draw attention to myself in a negative way. So, you know, as a result, when I began high school, things like that, or even middle school, my safe space was libraries. I would just go to the school librarians and we would talk for hours about everything under the sun. They were my best friends and they showed me the world of literature and incredible stories that were hidden between the bindings of so many books. And to this day, libraries are my safe space.
Thanks for sharing that. It's, you know, I think a lot of women, especially Asian women who migrate to other countries, they feel like something's wrong with them because they don't look like everybody else. And, you know, unfortunately it still happens today, right? Little girls still feel like, you know, they're not pretty because they don't have blue hair and blonde, not blue hair, blue eyes, blue eyes and blonde hair. And, you know, we have to realize, like, we are beautiful just the way we are, whether, you know, you have dark skin, you have small eyes, black hair, brown hair, you know, we are beautiful in our own skin. And what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be who you are today and have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
My biggest aha moment, I guess I could say, is when I was finishing high school, my parents were going through some things, and I just wanted to go away with one of my friends. It was actually her dream to become a stripper, Sheena, and I said, okay, I'm going to go with you, and I'm not going to do that, but I'll be there. And my husband insisted that was not the right path, and that I push myself and go to community college for a fresh start. So I realized that it was time to start putting effort into who I was and the me that I wanted everyone else to see. So after a year and a half of going to school full time at Foothill College, I ended up working at the transfer center my second year, and I was marketing myself. I was getting to know other schools. I was welcoming them, and I just had a whole new sense of self-confidence. So one of the schools that I met was Loyola Marymount University. And, you know, and I had applied to all the schools around here, and I thought, okay, I'm going to apply to this school too, just because it was the pamphlet, you know, it was the beautiful view of the bluff, and it was incredible. And I thought, what if I could see that every day or any day? So I just applied. And then one day at the very end, when I had received all my acceptance letters, I got one in the mail, and I remember my mom called me and she said, it's here. So she didn't open it. She came and picked me up. When I received the acceptance letter, it changed my life. My mother and I had hugged in the car. We had gone through so much together. And I had received admission to Loyola Marymount's psychology program. Out of over 1,000 applicants, I was one of 33 students who got in. And that was the most incredible moment of my life. I still, you know, looking back, I can't believe it happened. And in that moment, I realized that no matter how hard life may seem, whatever obstacles appear before me, they're not insurmountable. There is a way, there is a light, and I can do anything. Because Sheena, believe me, when I was in high school, when I was in middle school, I was that very smart girl, but I was so shy, and my peers teasing and those words, they got to me. So I withdrew myself, and I would read instead of doing my homework. So my grades were the ones that suffered. And, you know, with graduating from high school, I didn't have the grades, but just 2 years later, after plenty of hard work, my life changed after that moment. And it's thanks to, you know, my husband's encouragement and guidance to push me to go to college. If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be today.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, it's amazing what happens when we start, you know, taking action and putting that effort, right? Instead of overthinking, what if we suck? What if we fail? What if people think we're crazy? You know, when we just focus on just doing the work, and it's not always easy. It's going to suck sometimes, but, you know, it's worth it in the end. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
You know, because of that, after that discovery that I had what it takes in the world, life has been filled with the most incredible moments. And I have discovered and nourished my life as an educator and educational coach. And through these blessings, I have been able to work on my current projects as a speaker, curriculum writer, and world traveler. And I am also very blessed to have the most incredible and supportive partner, as I mentioned earlier, who simply wants to experience life with me. And, you know, with hard work and dedication, I look forward to seeing my name in lights one day.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, you know, I would say never give up on yourself. Know that your beauty lies within your heart and your mind. No matter how unfair life may seem, it is simply a way that the world is trying to see what you are made of. And gather your squad of one or two people who will stand by your side unconditionally, and remember that it is not about the quantity of people in our lives, but the quality of the people in your life. You know, Sheena, what I tell my students is, especially my young girls, when they're being teased and then they're going through things, I tell them, I said, you know, looks are one thing, but having an incredible brain, that is really sexy. And they laugh at me, but they understand what I'm talking about. Your brain, that's sexy. So nourish it every single day. Nourish your mind and do not give up on yourself.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. They can add me on Facebook at Sneha Gandhi White. Just tell me who you are. And Facebook, I have a first year teacher mentorship group, but it's for struggling teachers, you know, new teachers, substitute teachers, anyone who's interested in hearing what I have to say and just getting my little nuggets of gold. You can also follow me on Instagram at Educational Coach Sneha and see what I'm up to. I'm always sharing some videos. I've been doing quite a few lives this past week or so, and I would love to have you in my corner.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Sneha, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Sneha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And really just want to thank Sneha today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Sneha.
Of course. Thank you, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me today.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.